Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Richies. Today, we have a very special treat for you all.
Yeah, so if you don't know, we have an award-winning show called Even the Rich.
Mm-hmm. It's where we dive deep, deep, deep into the lives of our favorite celebrities and celebrity dynasties.
Yeah, like the Kennedys, Versace, Beyonce and Jay-Z. And you know all that drama with Britney? Well, we did an entire Even the Rich season on what really went on with Britney and her family and her career.
Yeah. And today we dropped our 100th episode.
Yes. And to celebrate, we're doing a very special, very personal episode. And we wanted to share it with all of you also.
We hope you love it, Richies. And tomorrow, of course, we'll be back with our regularly scheduled Hot Goss. Hi, Richies. It's time to grab your champagne. Our OG podcast, Even the Rich, is celebrating its 100th episode. So in honor of this truly momentous occasion, we're doing a special episode, and we wanted to share it with you.
Yeah, but before we get started, we want to give a special thanks to Wondery, our team of producers and writers and editors, our sound engineer Sergio, who has to listen to a lot of nonsense footage.
Yeah, bless you, Sergio.
And especially our Richies. So on that note, time to start the bonus episode. We're going to answer some fan questions. We're going to take a look back at some of our favorite moments, and we're going to give you a sneak peek of what's coming up.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
So we asked our Richies to ask us questions that they've always wondered the answer to, and we got so many great responses. And we're going to start with the most popular one, which was some version of our origin story. How did we get started? How do we know each other? So here's a scoop, guys.
Yeah, I'll take this one. So Arisha and I both worked for the same valet parking company in Los Angeles. We were doing parties for like rich people, mm-hmm. celebrities, and we hit it off pretty much immediately.
Yeah,
I was her boss.
Which was so, so fun for everyone involved.
And I invited her to a birthday dinner. My parents were making Italian and we played an escape room. And then I forced her to move in with me.
Yep.
And we've been friends ever since. I think it's been 5 years.
Just about, yeah.
Right?
Almost exactly, actually.
So this question is actually from our producer. She asked, how has doing the show together changed your friendship?
Which is a really interesting question. And not to get all mushy, but I feel like it's made us stronger For the very simple reason is it forces me to have to talk to Brooke regularly because I am just terrible with communication. So it's my job. So I have to be in contact with her. And
yeah, I think I definitely agree. Like we kind of just like got thrown into this world that we knew nothing about. And so like it really bonded us to go through it together, I think.
Okay, this question, I feel like somebody's coming for us and we're ready for it. We were asked, if you could change something about each other, what would it be? The love of Crocs?
Yeah, let's really quickly clear up that we both hate
Crocs. Yes, we need
this
to go on record for eternity.
Yes. If one of us wore them, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, it would change the friendship in that it would end it permanently.
Yes. If I could change something about Arisha, I think it would be, like she mentioned earlier, her lack of communication. Like getting this woman to answer a text message is like brain surgery. It's impossible.
Yeah, okay. True. That's true. She's right. If I could change something about Brooke, it would be her refusal to go out with me anywhere. And don't let her excuse of the pandemic sway you. Even before the pandemic, I couldn't get her to come out with me.
It just started at COVID. Next question. This is from somebody we both know, and it's the most ridiculous question I've ever heard in my life. What do you wear while you record? Is it regular clothes or is it mostly costumes?
Great question, Kaden. I always have a shirt on, primarily because, God forbid, I accidentally turn the camera on.
Yes, and you have.
Yep, I have. Too many times. Costumes-wise, I mean, is yesterday's outfit a costume? Then yeah.
Yeah. I actually sometimes wear a mask with Arisha's face on it just to get into character.
Yes. It does work. It works. You are funnier those days. Okay, this one we all knew was coming. Is all of Brooke's singing scripted or impromptu?
You know, it's a mix of both.
My sighs are all impromptu.
If you guys knew me personally, you would know I'm literally singing constantly, like just around the house. And contrary to some reviews, it's not serious. So relax.
I got to speak to you singing around the house. Oftentimes when we live together, I would be singing a song and Brooke would jump right in and just.
I mean.
And if only.
How could I
not? So she does sing everywhere. I mean, and it's very rarely scripted.
If you heard somebody doing something that you knew you could improve, you
also
would
never mind.
Jump in.
This is when the friendship ends. Just kidding.
Okay, next question. Any juicy celeb stories from your own time in LA?
Ooh. I feel like, Brooke, you probably have more answers to these just because you were working longer doing valet.
So this was maybe my crowning moment my whole life. We were working at Elon Musk's house and Joseph Gordon-Levitt showed up late. And he was like, can I just park my car right here, like at the bottom of Elon Musk's driveway? And I was like, yeah, go for it. Like, we're getting ready to leave. Nobody's going to yell at you. And he was like, you. And he did a slow motion look at my butt.
Love this story.
And I was like, oh, you like that booty? So it was my crowning moment.
I mean, it's a good one.
Nothing will ever be better. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Did you ever hear feedback on your show from a celebrity you actually portrayed? We have another version. Has anyone you featured listened or reached out?
So this is one of our like really exciting moments, I think. We heard from a member of the Murdoch family. And we won't say who. Like, I don't want to put her on blast. I don't know. But she's a grandchild of Rupert. And we won't obviously name names, but she was like, you know, I loved hearing about the story from you guys. I didn't know a lot about it growing up and you didn't make me feel terrible about my life and my family. So that was like really nice.
This person also sent us a video of her parent listening to the series. And her parent is mentioned in the series, trying to be as vague as possible. Mm-hmm. And just the meta-ness / coolness of somebody listening to us talk about them and not, you know, flipping chairs or anything, like actually taking it in was so cool.
Yes, for sure. Okay, next question. If you could have one celebrity host an episode with you,
who
would it be?
It is really tough because it's like, do I go with I can seduce this person? Because then it's Chris Evans. Or do I go with, is it going to be so fun? We're all going to be dying laughing. I don't know who I would go with.
I'll let you think about that. But my answer would be both. Someone I could seduce and we'd laugh with. And that's Sal Vulcano.
Oh, good one. Jokers. Good one. I think I would go with Lizzo, which I realize is so on brand for also having Chris Evans. And then we would end up fighting over Chris Evans, which I'm okay fighting with Lizzo for Chris Evans.
I respect that. You know, I met Chris. Well, I didn't meet Chris Evans, but he was at one
of
the
events. Was he looking at your butt?
He was at Sandra Bullock's party. No, he wasn't.
That would make it so awkward.
Not that I noticed. I wouldn't tell you.
Bless you. That's actually really sweet.
Okay. Next question. What has been your favorite season?
I say this often in interviews, but I mean, I loved the Versace season. It was, I feel like it was around the time where we really kind of found our sea legs. So it was fun to record and also it was fun content. We're talking 90s fashion, woman who really came into her own and took over an incredible empire. So it was just a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun for different reasons.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely love the Versace arc. The sound design on Versace was maybe my favorite sound design we've had so far. But my new favorite is actually Patty Hearst.
I wasn't expecting to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that one's really cool. And I like the you true crime, but I love cult stuff.
Cults. Yeah. Cults are your jam.
So.
Okay. And then our last question, what exciting stories do you have in store for us in 2022? You two make my Tuesdays. And Parker, we feel the same way. You all make our Tuesdays.
So coming up next, we have Janet Jackson, and we're going to talk about Nipplegate. And then after that, we have some really highly requested subjects coming up. I think these two we probably have gotten the most requests for. So we have Marilyn Monroe, which I'm really pumped about. And then we have maybe our most requested one we pushed really hard for. Do you want to say who it is?
Dolly. We pushed really hard for Dolly. Just because, I mean, this woman is the definition of badass. She's unstoppable. Yeah, we're actually really excited about that one.
Yes, I can't wait. And speaking of things we're really excited about, next up, we're going to read some of our one-star reviews. So stay tuned and listen to us lose our minds.
Yeah. We made a pact. We were like, at the very beginning, we're like, we're not going to read reviews because we had started to read reviews and we were going to just hide away forever because some of them were so mean. That hasn't stopped our producers from sending us reviews. Fortunately, they usually just send us the really positive ones or the absolutely ridiculous negative ones that you can't help but laugh at. Okay, before we lose our minds, we're going to start with the nice stuff.
Yeah. Ease in.
Like a nice warm bath. So I love this 5-star review. These episodes are life. Great stories that need to be told. A fun mix of pop culture, storytelling, and suspense. Please, please keep making episodes.
That's so nice. We will.
Yeah, we will. Thank you.
This next one is just such a compliment. It's also a 5-star. It says, these two hosts could make dry toast funny. I've never not enjoyed an episode. I started following because of the subject, but continue following because of the hosts.
Which is such a huge compliment. And then for all good things, there have to be equal and opposite bad things. We have a review titled Vapid, Petty, Trite, and Pathetic. VPTP. I'm calling it. And this 1-star review said, this show will make you want less female friends. Okay. Here's my thing. And I hate to pull this card, but you know how I feel about grammar.
Pull it.
At least get it right. This show will make you want fewer female friends.
Okay.
Like,
well,
it's a fun FFF. Like, come on.
You're going to love this next one then.
Here we go.
This one is titled Planet Venus, but they spelled Venus wrong. It's a 1-star, of course.
Yeah.
And it says, if you're a man and have ever had the fantasy of a planet full of only females, this podcast will quickly destroy that fantasy. In fact, after listening to this, you'll want to stay away from any female for at least 72 hours, if not more. This is the first Wondery production that I've been disappointed with.
Yeah. So let's just start at the top. Venus, the planet, is not spelled the same way as Venus related to the body and a vein, number one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Number two, if your man, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, is the your we're looking for, contraction of you are. Second, Y is in fact in all caps. Third, Wondery has an E in it.
Like, that's, oh, yeah, it does.
Just throwing those facts out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have a 5-star backhanded compliment that says, you got rid of the horrid accents. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're very welcome. But yeah, I mean, okay, we haven't done accents since like season 5. Mm-hmm. And I know that this isn't the most popular take, but they're not that bad. Okay. I've heard worse. And mm-hmm. you all are very lucky that you're going to get to hear them too. And you can see just how not bad they were.
This isn't your first rodeo, and you know what you're doing. You're like, this hem is too long. Pin it up. This needs a belt. What kind of eyeshadow is this? We're not at a death metal concert.
A statement by the communications secretary to Prince Harry, November 8th, 2016.
But we cannot be satisfied to rest here. This is the side of the hill, not the top. The mere absence of war is not peace. The mere absence of recession is not growth. We have made a beginning, but we have only begun.
Well, kids, I have an announcement to make. I love you, but I love Lachlan the most. And God, he's so handsome and so well behaved.
Can we just clear up that so many of these accents were at the beginning of ETR?
Yes.
When yes. we were figuring out the show, our producers were figuring out the show, and we were encouraged to do these accents. It's like, oh, these will be fun. You guys should try accents. Yeah. It was not us being like, let us do our brilliant accents.
Yeah. I don't know if I can even say this. This might get cut. But I specifically remember in one of our auditions, one of the directions that was given was like, make fun of their accent, like have like a like an exaggerated accent. So yeah. I'm just going to say this. I actually have a perfect British accent. I'm obviously not going to share it here because I don't want to ruin the illusion.
Yeah.
I was just forced basically at gunpoint to do a bad accent.
I remember specifically the Murdoch season, us being like, we cannot do Australian accents. And our producers being like, just try it. It'll be so funny if they're bad. It's like, please see the reviews.
Yeah, we absolutely raked over the coals for those accents.
So for anybody who's listening now and like you're new to the show and you've gone back to the beginning, that's why you're hearing those accents. Yes. We do not do them anymore.
Yes.
So
all those reviews, feel free to update them now to say these women are gems.
Yes. Which one do you think is the worst, though? Australian?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even I had to admit it was absolute. Like, I think it became Southern at some point. Like, it just, it was just a very fluid accent, yes. as accents really aren't. But yeah, I mean, the best one, I mean, I don't like having to say this, but I guess it would have to be your JFK one.
Yeah, I think I'd have to agree, which is sad. Honestly,
I know, that
really
is sad. That is sad. Still hard to believe. Yeah. We're 100 episodes in.
Oh my gosh, I know.
And of course, we have to say this one more time. Richies, you all are what truly make this show what it is.
Yes.
We are so grateful to you. Thank you to the ones who wrote in and asked us these mm-hmm. questions. Sorry we couldn't answer all of them. Feel free to DM us. We love hearing from you.
My handle is @BrookeSifrin. Mm-hmm. Super easy.
Yep. I'm Arisha Skiddubs. We love you guys so much. This has been such an incredible journey. We can't wait for 100 more. And until next time, pass the champagne.
I'm Brooke Sifrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Our series producer is Kate Young. Natalie Shisha is our senior producer. Our audio engineer is Sergio Enriquez. And our executive producers are Stephanie Jens, Jenny Lauer-Beckman, and Marsha Louie for Wondery. Thanks for listening, Richies.
And like we said, we'll be back tomorrow with the daily hot goss that you know and love so much.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments. But business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.